Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Rita Rye. Rita, you are the founder of Discuss It. You're found on the web at discussit.co. Rita, it's great to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Before we start talking about what Discuss It is and the kind of the connections that you're helping make, always love hearing what high-level leaders do for fun when they are not at work. And Rita, what have you been into lately?
So I've always, well, for quite a few years, I've been a tennis player. So I like to get out there. I play with friends very casually, in a few leagues, nothing too serious. And then over the last couple of years, I've taken up pickleball as well. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have, and it's different from tennis, right? Smaller court, a little faster paced game, a little bit more smack talk on the court sometimes. And then the other thing that I've taken up probably within the last year or so is Mahjong, which is also quite caught quite a wave, right, of interest. Wow. And there's a whole flurry of activity and products around it. So it's very fun.
Yeah. And you play with, you just get like a group of other folks together as you play with in.
Yeah. You play in groups of four. So it's a table of four players. So you can have, there's usually multiple tables running, but yeah.
Wow. That's really cool. I'm inspired by that. Now, I did want to ask you about, I'm really excited about Mahjong because I love playing on my computer or love playing on my iPad, right? And what's the difference between playing digitally and versus in person and with the physical tiles?
Yeah, it's an entirely different game than, it's not a tile matching game. Oh. And you do use tiles, but there's different patterns. It's actually quite complicated. And if I tried to explain it to you would probably think I was drunk or something. So I'm not going to try to explain it to you because there are so many nuances to it.
I need to go watch a YouTube tutorial.
Yeah. Good.
That sounds a lot of fun. The other question I had is because you are an existing tennis player, and I think you mentioned, you know, definitely a little bit more smack talk and the pickleball. And trust me, I took a couple of, 6 week lesson, blocks. Man, I'll tell you, those seniors, there are a fair amount of seniors in our neighbor or big sub development here in Florida, but, man, I'll tell you, they do not mess around and, they don't smack talk. They just kind of look at you, cause they're standing, they're not moving around. I'm like bebopping all over the place, trying to return it, dink it back to them. And they're just, I feel like they're looking at me with sympathy, I think is one way to like, oh boy, you're new at this, aren't you?
There are definite dominance on the court. Right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it's just like, when I just see them not breaking a sweat and they're just like, returning everything I try to throw it at them,
Yeah.
Or of course I hit a wild one back and they're just kind of like, they don't even look to see where the ball is going. They know as soon as I hit it, they're just like, just staring at me. Like, I'm not going for that one. I know exactly where that's going to land. And like, it's like, they just developed this sixth sense of knowing where, every wiffle ball is going to end up landing.
Right. It's definitely a game for everyone.
Yeah, I love it. And it is. It's super accessible. So, you get a couple of amateurs together and you feel like you're doing something, absolutely. Unlike tennis or golf. Oh, geez. I swing the club and I miss the ball together, stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Okay. So Rita, let's talk about Discuss It. Again, the website is discussit.co. I love this concept.
Oh, thanks so much. So it's an expert networking platform. So it connects members with experts across multiple categories for one-on-one video calls. And we try to make it very simple. So there's no intermediary, there's no person or platform sitting between you and the expert. So the person that is trying to get some guidance, solve a problem, get some information, get some insight between that person and the person with the expertise. I think in the traditional marketplace, there are lots of companies and platforms that exist that act as intermediaries. But here it's direct, quick, timely access. So you go on, you look at profiles, you look at the categories, you look at profiles, review them, find someone that fits your needs, hit that book button, and you book a call.
Yeah. Why do we need this?
Why do we need this? So, we are having the information economy, knowledge economy is having a reckoning, right? There's so much information out there, so much data out there. But you can't always get everything through an AI chat or research or reaching out to a friend of a friend or a colleague of a colleague, right? You have a specific problem you're trying to solve, a question you're trying to answer, an approach you're trying to formulate. And you need to talk to someone who's walked specifically in your shoes, right? Has solved the problem you're trying to solve, or something similar, has some insight that they can offer, has had the conversation that you're trying to have. Think of the first-time founder who's has a term sheet in front of them and they're trying to decide if they should sign or not. They come to the platform, find someone that's gone through that process, share it, get the insights, and
Yeah.
boom. And sometimes that conversation can lead to the ability to ask more crisp questions, right? So kind of thinking, I have this question. Really, is that really the question you have? No, the question you have is really this. These are the things that you want to touch on. So it's very relevant because the knowledge lies typically with the individual, not with the company, right?
Yeah.
It's
This is so real. I love this so much, Rita. And I just had an example. You and I talked previously about this. But I was thankfully, I'm just very grateful. I get to work with so many really smart people that are just so good at what they do. But he's a client and friend of mine. But we were talking about a new product that we're getting ready to roll out. And he was looking at some of our work, and he goes, you need to change this and do this. And I got to tell you, like, I'm pretty good at what I do, and I have an AI that is just really, really helpful, and has just really helped me speed up so much of what I'm doing. I use Claude, is so well trained and that sort of thing. What his suggestions were, not even close to being on my radar. And but yet when he shared it with me about, like, and it was really just about, like, how I was explaining our process, and like he called it out, and as soon as he said it, I'm like, oh my gosh, you are 100% right. It was such a blind spot for me. AI is wonderful. If you're leaning on your own expertise, I'm sure that's wonderful. But man, there is something so powerful of having a non-sycophantic professional who has been doing what they've been doing thousands of times. Like, they've worked with thousands of clients or hundreds of clients, or they've been doing it for a decade or more. They know what to ask, just like what you said. And I thought it was just so brilliant. That you might come with a question, and they're like, "Yeah, I've heard that question hundreds of times, but let me ask you a question. Is it that what you want, or do you really want that?" And it's almost like, when I've been in that situation, I'm like, oh, "How did you know?" And that's the value of human experience and that human dynamic. AI is just not there. It just, I mean, I've looked at some of these, the greatest models out there. It is just not at the level that a good human can do in this work. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the best approach is always to combine all the resources you have, right? So use
Yeah.
AI up to a point,
Right.
right? Get as much, extract as much information, as much knowledge, as much learning as you can. But then you may need to find someone that has actually walked in your shoes, right? or that can think about the space that you're thinking about, can brainstorm with you in a way that is specific to what you're trying to tackle, right? Not generic like AI, that it's generic across, like, I don't know, just terabytes of data, right? Just an immense volume of data. So sometimes the specifics help and perspective helps. So when you talk to an individual, you get a unique perspective, right? Based on their experience, their skills, their background, what they've had to conquer and you get the value of their interactions with others. They may have advised others on similar things, right? So they have learnings from their own experience. They have learnings from advising others. So there is something very specific and valuable about having a conversation with a person. So after that conversation, you can go back to AI and you can noodle around with it some more, right?
Action it.
It's a combination of things. So you have to use all the resources that you have.
You know what I love about this is, you know, we're surrounded by smart people sharing all kinds of great content and so forth, you know, on social media, and we value from that. But man, it's like if I had someone that was a specialist, I'll give you a great example. So, you know, I follow a lot of like AI, productivity, knowledge management. Like I'm, for whatever reason, I'm just kind of really geeking out on a lot of their stuff. Now, most of them have products that they offer, they sell stuff, they've got big programs I could join their cohort. I don't really want to do that most of the time. You know, what I'd really like is just something that just feels much more nimble. And I'm like, you know, what I'd really want is I wish I could just talk to you for 30 minutes. And that's kind of it. Like, it's just compartmentalized engagement. I give you some money. We talk for 30 minutes. I get some insight. I get my questions answered in a way that, you know, I know that you have the ability to give me those answers. And then I might use you again, you know, but mainly it's just ease of access. For me, it's great. And I think it could be ultimately a really fantastic, you know, lead magnet or kind of part of that user journey or whatever, but it just feels so unencumbered and uncomplicated to just say, I would love to talk with Rita Rye for 30 minutes. Click. Oh, I'm scheduled.
Yeah. And I mean, just the way you described it, that's the exact intention. It should be that straightforward. And it's interesting what you were talking about, you know, following multiple people, reading newsletters, things like that. I think there's a tendency to conflate information with expertise. So we have so much information at our fingertips. And with AI, we have so much more information at our fingertips. And if you go on LinkedIn, there's so much information. But where does the expertise really lie? And I think that when you find a company or a platform or something that gives you access to folks that have that expertise, there's value in that, right? And there's value in looking at that expertise.
So then, you know, there are a lot of folks that, you know, would listen to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur. They're already at that level. Like they're, you know, most folks that we work with, they're in their 40s and up. They've been around. They're really good at what they do. You know, this could be a really great option for them. Explain how your expert access works. And I know you're not looking for everybody, but how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the expert, the value proposition here is the opportunity to expand your network and monetize your experience and knowledge and sort of give back and share what you've learned with others that are trying to walk the same path that you walked, solve similar problems, answer similar questions. A lot of this gets done over and over again, right? As people stand up companies or try to exit companies, it's a lot of the same questions. So, and the process for them is very straightforward. On the website, there is a sign-up process. It takes about 10 minutes. You create a short write-up about yourself. You can probably copy and paste it from your CV, to be honest. You enter your calendar availability, you set your rate, you set your own rate, and then a few more bits of information, and you submit your profile, and it gets reviewed within 24 to 48 hours. We may reach out to you, have a conversation, And then you're live on the platform. So it's literally within 24 hours, you could be live on the platform available for calls.
And so, if you want to just I'm on your website right now. Do you mind maybe just sharing next step for our friend that's listening, whether they're an expert or they are someone like, boy, I would really love to talk to someone who has been through an exit. And like I'm looking through your expert directory right now. These are some pretty talented, successful folks you've got here.
Yeah, for a member, for someone that's looking for guidance, they come to the website. We have some categories of topics listed. And on each of those, there's a set of subcategories. So you can click through each of those, depending on what your level of interest is, what area you're interested in. You'll see profile boxes for each of our experts. You click on that and you'll see a one-page profile. It has their write-up, it has their rate, it has their calendar availability. It's very straightforward, and you can book a call right then and there. And for an expert, it's a similar process. So it'll direct you through the booking process that I described earlier. So the goal when you whether you're a member or or an expert and you come to the site, it should feel very straightforward. You don't need a tutorial, you don't need instructions. There are FAQs for both sets of audiences there. But it should feel very straightforward. And so the promise of the site is that whatever you're trying to figure out, there's someone on Discuss It that you can talk to, right? For the categories that we offer. You just need to find them and book the call. I will be totally transparent and say we're still building. And I'll be very honest about this. We're building the depth of the site. So we want every category to have multiple strong experts. So enough of them that you have a real choice and that there's, the breadth and depth of expertise that you need. So if there's anyone in your audience that is ready to monetize their experience and participate, there's you just click join as an expert and it'll guide you right through the process step by step.
Awesome. All right. So the website, discussit.co, again, right at the top there, you'll see if you're interested in being an expert. Listen, experts, Rita, you and I were talking about this earlier. It's really easy as an expert. I mean, if you've achieved that level of success professionally, here's what I would do is I would set up an expert profile, obviously promote it to your network. You'd be surprised, who doesn't want to be on a sales call with you, but would love to truly be able to ask you all the questions and you're on the clock for them. And it's a different dynamic. They know that it's, they know what the dimensions of the relationship is. And, it'd be super easy to, just kind of promote out, keep it on your LinkedIn profile, keep it as a featured post. And then, if someone's checking you out on LinkedIn, that's the perfect place, like, hey, you're looking at my LinkedIn, for, $100 or whatever like that. Let's grab 30 minutes. And, I think there are a lot of really smart consultants who have done the deal. Why not? You get to help people and get paid for it at the same time. So, Rita Rye, this is really cool. Congratulations on launching this. Congratulations on, the trajectory you've got right now. And anything that we missed or anything else that you'd recommend next steps for our friend that's listening?
Well, I would just say that, keep the conversation going, right? The last thing you want to do is sit it by yourself, kind of drowning in information, drowning in your thoughts, thinking about different approaches, kind of mapping out different approaches, different scenarios. So find someone to talk to, right? And do it in an efficient way so you don't have to go through a friend of a friend, a colleague of a colleague. Go somewhere where you can find the expertise that you need.
I mean, it is nice when we have those organic connections, but you're absolutely right. Those are not often the exact person you should be talking with. It's
And
kind of nice to
they may not
do
be
your
available.
diligence. All right. Or they just, they're not as interested in this sort of, again, more immediate relationship where they're just going to lay out all the value. They might hold back their best stuff because they want you to buy their product, or, you know, they want a consulting engagement with you. I mean, in sales, you kind of have, you know, some of that, you know, because whereas like, no, I'm being paid for my time. My job is to give you, I give as much value as I possibly can in this moment. I love that. I think it's
1,000%.
Very cool. Yep. And I love that it's just, you know, again, it's about human connection, relationship, and humans helping humans. Rita Rye, the website, discussit.co. Rita, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.